Do you believe, James, that there is a foretelling of another catastrophe on this planet?
Well, the clearly the you had a show the other night with, regarding the Fatima prophecy.
Yes.
And the third sealed prophecy, of course, is the one that everybody associates with a planetary disaster, a planetary scale disaster, and something coming in from outside, something big. And it has been regarded as something so horrible that they just don't want to release the information. Of course, we have the elite of the world building cave cities and storing up tremendous amounts of supplies. It seems that all the indicators are saying something big is going to happen.
What do you mean they're building cave cities?
Well, the cave cities, these large cave structures that are being cut under the United States in literally all over the world.
Is that low humming sound we hear all over the place?
Yeah, absolutely. There are people who are hearing these, like in Indiana or Virginia, and these are these big tunneling devices that can cut, you know, a 50-foot hole in the ground and just keep going.
They're building, what, cities for the elite or what?
That's what, I know I haven't gotten my invitation.
Nor have I.
And these are being built, you know, underground to house people during a catastrophe. And I might add that that's not where I would want to be, even if I had an invitation.
Well, that would tell me one of two things. Either they're planning ahead or they know of a catastrophe.
That's something that's coming up. And the thing is, if you're under in a cave like that, those are going to fracture with the tremendous, you know, if there's something passing by and we get these tremendous gravitational waves through the mantle of the Earth, that's nowhere to be. As I've always said, people have asked me, where would you want to be? And I would say, well, I would want to be out of the wind, et cetera, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere that I couldn't dig out with a small shovel in about 20 minutes.
Well, you know, James, with all the knowledge that the Atlanteans had, why couldn't they predict their own downfall?
It's hard to say. So little information has come down to us from them that it's really difficult to say. Maybe they knew, and it was like us. It was so devastating that there was just nothing they could do about it. And the other thing I think in the back of my mind, and of course you have to be real careful as a scientist saying things like this, is that some of them could have gotten off the planet and learned how to live out in space and simply went away.
Oh, that's possible. And you do believe, though, that that technology was out there then?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. And the method of movement would be riding along the electrical currents that flow through the solar system and between the planets. And so that's just something that, if you extend the logical progression, it could have led there.
They probably left Mars, came here, and probably said, here we go again, now we've got to leave.
Right. you just don't know where the progression went.